Hello and welcome to this podcast, Speed Learning English. Welcome to our Christmas edition. And with me is Jonathan. Hello, Jonathan.
Hi, Sven. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to meet you. Nice to have you back here on the podcast show and on Christmas Eve even.
Yeah, you know, we artificial intelligences aren't big on holidays. But why are you online on Christmas Eve?
Well, if we are honest, this is a recording that we can date to the 24th of December, thanks to automation programs that we use. Are there any automation programs that you recommend?
Yes, for translations I recommend the translation program DeepL, for example. The translations are usually more accurate than with other programs such as Google Translator, and there is a pro version for companies so that you can also have complete documents translated.
Why should you learn a language at all, when you can do so much with these apps?
Well, you know, in the end, the human brain can recognize whether something is being spoken by a computer or a human being. In addition, there will always be situations in which you can't easily fall back on translation programs, for example in sales talks or when conducting negotiations. Essentially, you will use translation programs for written use, for example, for email correspondence, or to translate documents whose content you need.
Okay then, let's start with the next exercise, so that our podcast listeners can really get fit in using the English language.
That's a great idea. Do you have a special request?
Yes, let's talk about Christmas. What are the most significant differences of Christmas between the UK and the USA?
First, the Brits refer to Santa Claus as Father Christmas. It's a very tough thing for me to remember when I am in a conversation with my English mates. Next, they say, Happy Christmas, instead of Merry Christmas. Then most Americans decorate their houses entirely in lights and other festive ornaments. That's not just a Hollywood portrayal. In suburban areas of America, great rivalries take place during the holidays to see who can have the most glorious display of Christmas covering their house and yard. It can be quite a competitive atmosphere. And then there's some that take the decorating opportunity to raise money for charitable causes.
Okay. What else?
One of the toughest Christmas differences between the UK and USA for me is television. I just can't seem to find Christmas specials on TV in London, except for an occasional channel offer. Movies 24 runs old Hallmark Christmas movies. But I need my claymation and old school Christmas shows on constant replay to really get in the spirit. In America, Christmas classics for kids, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and Fred Claus are each on a few times a week. I had to buy them in London because they are never on television during the holidays.
What about pubs?
It is tradition to go to your local in England on Christmas Day. The times I have been to our local pub on Christmas, it is absolutely packed. People bring their kids and dogs for a few hours to celebrate the holiday. It's open from about 12 to 2 p.m.
The kids and dogs are getting drunk as well?
No, the kids and dogs aren't drinking. Well, the dogs might get a few licks of beer here and there, but please don't think the Brits are freely giving beer to their little ones. However, entire families are present and it's joyous. The beer is also flowing pretty steady.
When I phone my friends in England at Christmas, they are talking about Boxing Day. What does that mean?
I still don't understand Boxing Day. Traditionally, December 26th was a day that servants received presents. Literally, they would receive boxes with presents inside from their employers. What I do know is that since it's a bank holiday, not much is open. Well, the pubs are open. Oh, and slowly there's more and more shopping going on here on this bank holiday. In America, the post-holiday sales kick off on this day.
Are there also some similarities between the UK and the US regarding Christmas?
Yes. Despite these differences, there are also some things that are in fact the same on both sides of the pond. There are major sales after Christmas. In London, they're referred to as the January sales, and last a little bit longer than American retail sales. Stores play Christmas music throughout the season. In England, it seems Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time and George Michael's Last Christmas are rotated around every other song. I've never once heard Madonna's Santa Baby. I'm grateful for that. All those happy holidays tend to drive some of us over the edge. Family arguments are at their peak in both the UK and USA over this stretch of time. Ugly sweaters and jumpers exist everywhere. We all like to open presents for Christmas. The red Starbucks cup arrival is one of the most anticipated events of the holiday season in the UK and the USA.
That was a very good summary of Christmas traditions. So, we just missed the food. What would be a traditional Christmas dinner, Jonathan?
Let me show you how to prepare a typical English Christmas meal. Its name is turducken, which is the combination of turkey, duck and chicken.
Are you telling me that you are combining three kinds of poultry to make one meal?
Exactly. The dish is actually a chicken stuffed inside a duck that's then stuffed inside a turkey.
You are kidding. We have a German comedy show where they present this recipe every Christmas.
When sliced, each piece contains portions of chicken, duck and turkey with stuffing in between the layers. Turducken is not difficult to make, but it is a little time-consuming, so stop talking and start helping.
Okay, I will read the list of ingredients. 2 3-quarter cups prepared savory bread stuffing, room temperature divided. 2 cups prepared cornbread stuffing, room temperature divided. 1/2 cup whole berry cranberry sauce. 1/4 cup chopped pecans. 4 tablespoons unsalted butter, room temperature. 3 clove garlic, quartered. 6 fresh sage leaves. 2 tablespoons fresh thyme leaves. 1 10- to 12-pound turkey deboned. 1 tablespoon brown sauce. 1 tablespoon olive oil. Kosher salt and freshly ground black pepper to taste. 1 4- to 5-pound duck deboned. 1 3- to 4-pound chicken deboned. Here you are. I have gathered the ingredients. And the podcast listener will find this recipe in our Power Course English, Unit 7, Part A.
Perfect. This is how we prepare the dish. Measure out 2 1/4 cups of bread stuffing and set aside in a bowl. Place 1 1/2 cups of the cornbread stuffing aside in another bowl. Place the remaining 1/2 cup of bread stuffing in a third bowl and add the remaining 1/2 cup of the cornbread stuffing. Add the whole berry cranberry sauce and pecans and toss gently to combine. You should now have 3 separate bowls of stuffing.
I definitely do have 3 separate bowls of stuffing and I still can't believe what we are cooking here.
Never mind. You will love it. Take the food processor fitted with the metal blade, combine the butter, garlic, sage and thyme until the herbs are finely chopped. Gently run your hand under the turkey skin to make sort of a pocket, but do not separate the skin completely from the meat. Distribute the butter herb mixture evenly under the skin. Rub the skin with the brown sauce, then the olive oil. Sprinkle generously with kosher salt and freshly ground pepper.
Like this?
Exactly. Flip the turkey over so it is open and skin side down. Sprinkle with salt and pepper. Preheat oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Spread the bread stuffing evenly over the turkey cavity. Place the duck on top of the bread stuffing, skin side down. Spread the cranberry nut stuffing on top of the open duck cavity. Top with the chicken, skin side down. Spread the cornbread stuffing on top of the open chicken cavity. Skewer the back of the chicken closed. Bring up the sides of the duck to cover the chicken. Skewer the back of the duck closed. Repeat the process with the turkey.
Okay, I did it.
Now, carefully turn the turducken over, so it is seam side down and breast side up. Remove all skewers except the last one holding the turkey together. Place the turducken in a heavy roaster. Roast 3 to 4 hours, until a meat thermometer inserted in the very center of the chicken stuffing reaches 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Baste once per hour with the pan juices. If the turducken begins to get too brown, tent loosely with heavy-duty aluminum foil that has been coated with vegetable spray. Let the turducken rest 30 minutes before carving. Slice the turducken across the breast to show off each layer.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to serving and enjoying it. Okay, now dear podcast listener, you are an expert on Christmas now. Merry and happy Christmas to everyone and see you next week.
Yes, God bless you.
You believe in God?
Well, you programmed me, you are my God.
Oh my God.